USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the announcement that the Pfizer vaccine will be the first to get emergency use authorization to get one step closer to the end of the pandemic. Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern saying it's the news all Americans have been waiting for.
We can anticipate an FDA authorization very soon, and that we can see potentially shipments over the weekend. We could see shots in arms as soon as Monday, and that is really exceptional.
Lawmakers busy on Capitol Hill this Friday looking to avert another partial government shutdown. Funding for parts of the government runs out at midnight on Friday. Lawmakers also still haggling over the deals regarding a new coronavirus relief package. Republican Senator Josh Hawley also pushing hard for $1,200 checks to go out to Americans like they did earlier this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
A Wisconsin Air National Guard pilot is dead after a crash earlier this week in the UP of Michigan. The Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing Commander provides more details of the crash Friday morning. Colonel Bart Van Roos saying the crash occurred during a training mission over the Hiawatha National Forest Tuesday night.
The incident is under investigation by the U.S. Air Force, and the fighter wing is committed to working closely with the Air Force to ensure a thorough investigation is completed to determine the cause of the crash.
Van Roo did not identify the pilot, but has a message for the family.
On behalf of the 115th Fighter Wing, I once again want to express my sincere condolences to the family of our pilot. Know that we are holding you all in our thoughts and prayers.
In Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden is set to introduce five key nominees and appointees of his administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump continuing to help broker peace in the world.
President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, becoming the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in the last 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also begin soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President Barack Obama is blaming his lack of connection with conservatives on conservative news outlets such as Fox News and Rush Limbaugh.
I'm not sure if I could make that same connection because now those same people are filtering me through Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and an entire conservative media infrastructure that was characterizing me in a way that suggested I looked down on those folks or I had nothing in common with them.
Obama making those comments while participating in a gala to accept the PEN America Voice of Influence Award for the power of his soaring words and promises he has unlocked in our nation and the enduring American values that he has embodied. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.